Nashville, oh Nashville, welcome to a championship city and welcome to the Chase and Big Joe show, 102.5 The Game. He's Big Joe Dubin, I'm Chase McCabe, Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier, back of the studio on the ones and twos, and yes, I am saying it, congratulations to Nashville SC, U.S. Open Cup champions, and I am making a rule today.
Sure.
I'm putting this to bed. Because everybody knows that the first major championship in Nashville was the Nashville Venom. Feel the hiss.
Right.
Back in 2012.
Feel the hiss.
Feel the hiss. No, I'm kidding. In all seriousness, super cool. I watched the game last night. Awesome that they are bringing a trophy home. And I believe we're going to have BJ Callahan on tomorrow. Dr. Crane has been efforting that. But congratulations to Nashville SC. Their fan base, and I'm talking to the tried and true that have been with this team since they were a club team to USL to now. You guys and girls deserve it. It's fantastic for the city.
Well, I'm not going to begrudge anybody winning a championship.
No.
So, well done.
Look, I was reading on Twitter last night, and, you know, there's this back and forth on – it's a championship. It just, I don't care. Let's just enjoy it. That's my thing.
And you guys can argue amongst yourself about
championships
and what does it mean, all that.
Soccer is different that there are multiple championships within a season, and I've come to understand that a little bit more. So, but, yeah, look, for some, I think what we all have to accept is some people are going to understand it differently than others.
Oh, absolutely they are.
But there's only one point that you need to understand. I mean, we're leading the show in Nashville SC. That tells you how important and how much it means to this city, and I think it's fantastic. So
now,
congrats to Nashville SC.
Now they got to go on. And Dr. Crane, are they back to MLS play this weekend? Is that right?
That's correct.
Can you add anything more to that?
Sorry. Yeah, no, that's correct, Joe. They play this weekend in Montreal. That's why we have a little hard out tomorrow with BJ Callahan joining the show. So they take on Montreal. There may be a little bit of some jet lag for that, but they're in a playoff spot. So that's kind of all that matters right now. If they go and make a deep run at the playoffs, that'd be very nice. I think a second round, something like that for Nashville would be good.
Nick, do you think that, and I'm going to ask BJ this tomorrow, do they look at this as step one in the process, this is a jumping off point to go on a great playoff run and win the MLS Cup? Or is it, we enjoy this for 24 hours and then that goes on the trophy case and we're done with that? Two separate things.
Yeah, I would say the first one, Hani actually mentioned that last night in the post-game press conference, that, you know, this is a great building block for the club and for the team. And he thinks that, you know, winning championships builds that momentum to make a great run in the playoffs. As for the second part, what you said, I think that's BJ Callahan's mindset. He's going to the next thing. Like, you've won something, accept it, enjoy it for a day, and move on. I think, because that's what he's given off to the media this year, is that we're determined to win. We're determined to do this, this, and this. Everywhere he's gone as a head coach, he's won. I mean, the international stage with the U.S. men's national team, and now at Nashville. So this is a big building block for Nashville after last night's 2-1 win.
Yes, indeed. So congratulations again to them. 615-737-1025 is our phone and text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. I can say this. You got Vanderbilt that is in a great position to, you know, to do some special things. They've already done some special things. I know a lot of people, a lot of Tennessee fans are here. That's Knoxville. It's a state thing, but I'm just talking about Nashville. The Titans suck, as we've is well documented.
Yes.
Predators, we'll see. Season is starting. We'll see how they can rebound. I just think it's great to be able to talk about, like, a team that you know is in the playoffs and they just won something.
Well, I mean, you called it back in April with this new attack, 3-4-3 attack zone that Nashville SC has. And Dr. Crane, you commented about that too as well. And so they utilized it last night. They had a 3-4-3 attack with the two backers, right, Nick? And then they just got the game winner.
Yeah, you're pretty spot on there, Joe. They definitely teased Austin FC last night. bringing up the back line to create more balls over the top. I know you're joking, Joe, but I'm just going a little bit more into it. It's just okay. Nashville, they utilized that. They baited Austin FC to really go into the attack, and Nashville knew their counterattack was better than theirs, and they went out and, you know, 1-2-1. Do I think the officiating was a bit brutal? Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Let me
Does that matter? It doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't matter. I've changed my tune on what the toughest position in sports is. I think it's a soccer goalie.
Probably.
That goal is like 50 feet by 50 feet, it seems like. And if you let a ball go through, you're done. I mean, that the pressure of a soccer goalie? No, man. Because, look, UC Soros gets 48 shots on net. If he gives up two goals, all right, you know, you can win 4-2, whatever. But, man, the pressure. I was watching the goalie last night, Dr. Kramer, thinking, I'm not doing that job. I'm not doing that.
Yeah, Brian Schwakey, or Schwak Schwakey, either or, he's been a youngster that, you know, BJ brought in. You just think, man, he's had a really good U.S. Open Cup run. You wonder if he's the next puzzle piece to this equation to where they start him next year instead of Joe Willis, if they re-up him on a contract.
What's his name, Brian Schwakey? Wouldn't he play guard for the Titans? Yes.
Schwake. It's you know.
Schwing.
Do the Schwakey leg? What?
Oh, Schwing. Anyway, they swing, won. Swing. Good for them. And when does Messi come to town?
October 18th, the last game of the season. And they're not in great form either.
So, let me get this straight. All in one weekend.
Oh, my gosh.
Vanderbilt LSU.
Here.
Vrabel's return with fire and all these things. And then Messi comes to town.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, think about that. Those are three massive games right here in our city.
I think the Preds are at Winnipeg. So the Preds are on the road.
So can you imagine if even they were here, it'd be crazy. Yeah. But the fact is, you got those teams that are here that weekend, and it's going to be nuts, man. And so we look forward to that. And gosh. So, Dr. Crane, the Nashville SC's in the MLS. They're pretty much in the playoffs.
They are in the playoffs.
And Keith Urban's at Bridgestone Arena.
Is he?
Yeah.
Alone, too, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you what's out in the tabloids.
I know.
I know you do a lot of tabloid stuff for TMZ, Chase. So,
no, that's Rick Merritt. Rick's the one that has the big stir, which is just stir the pot. Like,
yes.
Immediately, like he tripped over a child running to his phone to stir the pot.
But you'd shoot your shot with Nicole, right? After it's all the dust has settled.
Keith and I go way back, so I got to be cool. I got to be cool.
Did you see the movie Baby Girl? That will change your mind. About Nicole Kidman.
Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about.
Pretty good movie. And, yeah, that's for Chase and Big Joe Show After Hours. Coming to your local cable company soon with all that. All right, I got a question of the day for you.
All right, hit us.
Dr. Crane, did you get my text?
Yes.
Do you have that song?
Loading.
Okay.
He's got a lot of stuff going on back here. I'm just waiting.
So we're going to – Mike Organs will join us at 2 o'clock there. We're going to talk a lot about Vanderbilt football, the ticket in Alabama, because I'm not sure we understand the magnitude of this game on Saturday, for what it means for Vanderbilt, what it means for Alabama, what it means for the SEC, what it means for the College Football Playoff. I mean, there's a lot at stake on Saturday. So simple question. What do you think Diego Pavia listens to before the game?
Oh.
What song do you think Diego Pavia listens to before the game? Now, there's all these rumors out there that Johnny Manziel is now mentoring him in a way to say, don't do what I did. And if that's a mentoring way, I'm good with that.
Is this a wrong answers only or?
Both.
Both?
Okay. Give us both.
All right.
Whatever. So what does wrong answers is better. So what does Diego Pavia listen to right before the game? His song to get him fired up, 615-737-1025. Call or text, we'll hear for you. Here's what I think Diego Pavia listens to before the game.
Who is this?
It's Willie Nelson and Julio.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
This is his song to all the girls.
Our question of the day is presented by Aries Tactical. Your safety, your skill, your Aries Tactical. Check them out at ariestactical.com. We'll get to mine in a second. I got to give Dr. Crane time to prepare it.
Good.
Because I didn't know the question.
I love it. I love the organic response between you and Dr.
But
Craig.
There was
a lot of fun.
There was I'll explain the whole thing when he's ready. But like,
but am I wrong about the magnitude of this game?
Oh no,
and what it
not
means
at all. No, not at all. 615-737-1025 is our phone and text line driven by WilsonCountyHoney.com.
I mean, we haven't been able to talk about a Vanderbilt team on a national landscape like this. I mean, I know they beat Alabama last year, but this is a lead up to a game, and it's fun. It's fun to talk about Vanderbilt like this.
I love it. I mean, I've waited my whole life for this. Never once in my life until now did I believe that a Vanderbilt football team could go down to Tuscaloosa, Alabama, and beat the Crimson Tide that, you know, are a national powerhouse.
Yes. All that. So I just – it's anyway, Mike Organ's going to be here at 2 o'clock, and he's talked to a lot of ex-Vanderbilt quarterbacks about the impact Diego Pavia had. So we'll talk to Mike about that. He talked to Kurt Page, Whit Taylor, Watson Brown, all those about the impact that Diego Pavia's having. And I hearken back to you and me at SEC Media Days. I mean, it was the question nonstop was like about Pavia and what he could do.
All right. So immediately when you asked this question, I thought about this song because he's viewed as a superhero and does superhero type
okay.
things. This. And because he just looks like he would be a Power Ranger.
Which one
in
would
a
he
good
be?
Way? I don't know.
Is there a gold one? Like a
well,
black and gold?
Well, later on, I think there was.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, so he'd be the gold. He'd be the gold one. But last night I randomly thought about, like, there was something I watched that this song came on, and I was like, man, I got to figure out how to work this into the show now. And you just gave me the perfect opportunity.
Yes.
So there you go.
That's what he is. I mean, think about that. I mean, he truly is, for what he's doing at Vanderbilt, is a superhero. Where I told 2 weeks ago, we got on the Pavia Heisman Trophy train. I know somebody called into Robbie and Rex Road and said, you guys need to slow your roll about that. And Rex was like, what are you talking about? I'm like, that's us.
Yeah.
We're on the Pavia for Heisman train. We'll go to New York. We'll do this.
I feel like we need to – I need to make a promo that just every day before every show is like, hi, I'm Chase McCabe. I host the show 12 to noon. Please refer to my takes during that time. This is Joe Dubin. He's also on 12 to noon.
12 to 3.
12 to 3. What did I say?
12 to noon.
We're on for not even a minute.
Don't worry about what we got to say. So, yeah, we're taking credit for Pavia because no other show in this market hopped on the Pavia train like we did.
Okay, I turned you down. Stop screaming
okay.
into it.
Sorry. I get fired up. Even our good friends across the street are not on the Pavia train. And
yeah.
we love them across the street. We
Especially
are
Andrew.
On the Pavia train.
We have been on the Pavia train. We were the first on the Pavia train. And we were the first to tell you whether you like it or you don't like it, learn to love it because it's the best thing going today. If you were going to – okay, here's another question, not to make this the question, but is Diego Pavia not Ric Flair? Like his whole persona is not as much like the girls, and I mean there's some of that, but like he's got that just
– Swagger?
Swagger, borderline cocky, but you like it.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see that.
He talks,
but
he chirps.
But he also backs it up.
Yeah, you're right, he does.
I mean, what was the thing we learned at Media Day when he said, I think it might have been Clark Lee told us that he told the huddle, he's like, when things break down, remember one thing, you got me.
Yeah.
And I was like, Clark, I think I'm going to run through you and that wall to get over there. So when you got a quarterback who's talking that way, who's as confident – and every guy around him believes in him, I think it's great. We asked Tim Hasselbeck about the impact of a quarterback like that. His stats aren't gaudy. He's not going to throw for 500 yards. But when he elevates everybody around him to another level, that's a Heisman Trophy player on a good team. That's what he does.
Dr. Crane asked us if somebody was on the Pavia train. He's a great guy. He's a really good player.
Train's going to go fast.
He goes fast. You got to get on it. You got to get on it. I mean, he can run. He can throw.
He's not bad.
Just throws a beautiful ball.
He throws a beautiful ball.
In fact, okay. I don't know if I've seen a ball thrown that beautiful ever. It is the most
beautiful
ball.
He's just fantastic.
The big, beautiful ball.
family show.
Keep it going.
615-737-1025. Our question of the day, it could be a right answer or a wrong answer. What does Diego Pavia listen to before every game? Larry, we'll get to your call coming up next and more of your texts. We're live at the Omni Nashville Hotel at Bar Lines today. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. Chase and Big Joe, sponsored by the Omni Nashville Hotel, which is where we are today here at Bar Lines. And very excited to be here, as we always are, talking about Vanderbilt and Alabama, which you can hear coverage beginning at 1 o'clock on Saturday. That game will be on 94.9 The Fan. We got Preds coverage over here on 102.5. 94.9 The Fan is where you can hear Vandy. Brought to you by Gary Force Acura, Jimmy Kelly Steakhouse, and Smoky Mountains Mountaintops. Now, we just heard the Rocky theme. Let's see. Where is 3337 said in response to our question of the day, which is,
What does Diego Pavia listen to before the game? Wrong and right answers.
The Rocky theme song. I can see him, like, jogging through Nashville with a bouncy ball and a couple hundred people jogging behind him and chasing a chicken.
I'm telling you.
I could totally see.
They beat Alabama. LSU game day. I mean, game day comes here for the LSU game. We're shooting this video with Pavia. He's going to start at Vanderbilt and run down West End.
See, I don't think they'll do two teams the same. Well, it wouldn't be back-to-back. There's a bye week.
There's a bye
week. Yeah. So maybe.
But come on, a 6-0 a Vanderbilt team versus an LSU squad. I know they got beat by.
Yeah.
But game day hasn't been here since 2008, and that was the Vanderbilt-Auburn game. So I think that they'd come back for this. Plus, Pavia would be on the national radar as the number one guy.
Oh, yeah.
You'd have to come here.
He'll be the number one for the Heisman.
Hell yeah, he will be.
Cody says, F you, I won't do what you tell me. That's is that Killing in the Name Of by Rage Against the Machine?
I guess so.
I think that's, yeah. I could see that. Yeah, that could be him. 0625, Drowning Pool, Bodies. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the
floor.
Queen, We Are the Champions.
It's a good one.
Brick House by the Commodores.
Okay.
I could see him listening to some Commodores.
To chill, right?
Yeah. Mike in Lebanon says, Pavia is jamming Screaming for Vengeance by Judas Priest.
Yeah, that's a deep one. I like it, though.
He also asked, I guess, Jake Show, who does Vandy have at quarterback when Pavia is gone? That is a next year problem. we'll get to that later.
Right. Oh, yeah.
615-737-1025. Larry is going to lead us off on the phone lines. Larry, what you got?
Listen, I don't know what he's listening to all these other games, but I know when he's playing any team from the state of Alabama, he's probably listening to Shane McMahon, Here Comes the Money, because he's been money against the state of Alabama.
Oh, he has.
Yeah, that's true.
Even when he was at New Mexico State, he took down Auburn. And last year, he took down Auburn. Yes,
I think
good
he's
one
3
there.
Or 4-0 against the state of Alabama.
Alabama, Auburn, yeah, you're right. Because he's beat Auburn twice, Alabama, and then maybe one more in there. Yeah, because he beat Hugh Freeze at Liberty. Good job, Larry. Thanks, Bubba.
Thank you, Larry. All right, we'll get to him in a second. Eric, you're up. What's up, Eric?
Hey guys. I recently had a birthday. I'm gonna give my answer
Happy
in a
minute.
Can you guess my birthday within 2 years? I won't tell you what year I was born, but I was born in the '60s.
I was gonna say 62.
63.
62 right on the nose. Yep.
Nice. There you go, Joe.
Yeah. I've been stalking you for 8 years, brother. I know your birthday. I know where you live. I know where you have for lunch.
Hey, guys, my Diego Pavia song, Neil Diamond's Sweet Caroline.
Oh. Okay.
And why?
Yep. And I'll tell you what, I'll make this prediction, too. If Vanderbilt goes to Alabama and win, book it. They're going to be in the top 10 next week. They should be if they do that.
They should be.
Oh, absolutely.
They definitely should be.
They should.
Thank you, Eric.
All right, take care.
And now we get to Clay. And, Clay, I have a bone to pick with you. What are you doing calling other shows? Huh? You are our exclusive crazy caller, Clay. I don't need you calling Jake Lyman and cheating on us.
Jake does the women's game. He's a Vandy guy, too. I mean, I like talking to Vandy guys. You're a Vandy guy, Chase.
I know. And look, I'll give you credit. I was driving in, and I heard your call, and I was like, that was actually a really good call. So you're welcome,
Clay. I have a bone to pick with Dr. Crane. I got no dynamite. It was supposed to be on.
Well, we're kind of moving right now. He's busy.
He's answering the phone here, Clay. So come on, man.
He's busy.
All right, Clay, I got a question for you, Clay. All right, we hope Vanderbilt beats Alabama on Saturday. They got an open week. They come back here. They're 6-0. They play LSU, which could be the biggest game ever played at West End with all that goes in. How are you going to get to the game? You got to figure out a way to be in Dudley Field when you're banned from campus. How are we going to fix this out?
I have already thought about that, Big Joe. I'm one step ahead of you. I have a brother. All his kids went to CPA. Their colors are purple and gold. And he is a deacon at Christ Presbyterian Church. I can just borrow some purple and gold and get some shades on and go in. Nobody know what's going on. Going so in as an LSU fan.
You're going to use the power of the Lord to get into Dudley Field in 2 weeks.
I mean.
Hey, I got a question for you, Big Joe.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about going to Tuscaloosa. You think I ought to get on game day and shoot the middle finger?
Absolutely.
I'm allowed to go.
Hey, flip off McAfee. He'll probably flip you back off.
Yeah. Go. And if you can.
Yeah, seriously, I don't like that guy.
Well, I like him. I think he's great.
He don't like you either. Clay, on your way to Tuscaloosa, call into 102.5 The Game and stay on hold, and we'll bring you on, and you can make more comments about players.
I actually had a song suggestion for Diego.
Okay.
Hey, must be the money. You know that
there
song?
You go. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We like it better when we sing it, though.
Yeah, when he runs into the end zone, you know, he does the money signal.
Hey, he can keep running in the end zone all year. We don't care. We love it.
Clark, we need to set up a brick wall down there at VU. I'm ready to run through it for him.
We're with you, Clay. All right, Clay, if you go to Tuscaloosa, please be careful.
Make anybody right. Jump out of the way, Big Joe.
No, just be careful. Thank you, Clay.
See you, boys.
615-737-1025. I'm getting texts from people. We're off the rails today. Hell yeah, we are.
Good. It's a beautiful day, man. We got football. You got a big game tonight at Stratford.
Yep. We're going to talk to the coaches coming up here at 1:30. Yep. So looking forward to that. Mike Organ. So I knew this was going to happen. We have Chris Gaines on yesterday. And did Mike call you crying, wanting to come on the show?
Mad. No, he was mad that we went through Chris Gaines, not through Mike Organ, to get him on.
So now he's coming on to do an hour with us.
Two o'clock.
Okay. Yeah. Now, well, we look forward to that.
Mike was a beat writer, covered Vandy football for many, many, many years. And now to see –
he was a beatnik, too.
To see what's going on now with his football team is – I mean, you've got a guy who was there from ground zero and see what this team is doing now. So to see how things go through Mike's eyes and – how this team and what it could mean for the city and what it could mean for college football. I mean, it's great to talk about this right now. It really is.
Amen to that. 615-737-1025. More of your calls, more of your texts. Coming up next, we're at Bar Lines at the Omni Nashville Hotel. 102.5 The Game.
Yes.
Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game, here on this Thursday at the Omni Nashville Hotel at Bar Lines. So Joe and I did the same thing. There's a gentleman here that is very nicely dressed.
Yeah.
And I looked up and I thought it was Diego Papi.
We'll take a picture. And he's got like the back of the sun hitting him on the shoulders. I will take a picture of that and send it out because it looks just like Diego Papi.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. I was like, wait, what is he doing? 615-737-1025.
But, no, this is fun, right? I mean, this is – We're talking about a Vanderbilt football team to go down and shock the world on Saturday. Nobody's giving them a shot to win.
More, I am.
Those people on game day aren't going to think Vanderbilt. Oh, they're giving them a tough fight, but Vanderbilt's going to win.
You know what would be hilarious if Saban picked
them? Oh, and then Vandy wins?
No shot.
Oh, they would lose their mind.
I bet I could see – the only one I could see picking him is McAfee. But he likes to play to the crowd too much, so –
So I found this today, roster age breakdown. Remember Muschamp on the show Tuesday talking about the veterans and leaderships of Vanderbilt? So 22% of Vanderbilt's roster, Chase, graduates. 1.5% of Alabama's roster, graduates.
Yeah.
18% of Vanderbilt's roster is made up of seniors. 19% at Alabama, and it goes down and out pretty much equal after that. But we talked about veterans and leadership and guys who've been through the grind. Nobody in the SEC comes close to Vanderbilt with 22% graduate players on their squad. It's a crazy stat. The lowest is Georgia and Florida at 0.8%.
Wow. I mean, look, I think that has been the key, is they have veteran leaders. Pavia has – I mean, we can all agree Pavia has matured a lot.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we've seen that in the past, you know, year and a half. He's still him, but I think he's kind of honed that a little bit. And they're a disciplined team. I mean, you always talk about a team taking the personality of their head coach. I think we've seen more of who Clark Lee is, but they've taken that on. They have that discipline.
This is great. I mean, I love talking about this. Well, fact of they can go down there and 2:30 on Saturday and what they got to do. And look, if you're going to key on Pavia, and these Alabama guys are like, Pavia is not going to beat us, that's fine. Shut him down. Let other guys make plays and stand up and get it done. But the fact that he was in your head all off season, and after he beat you last year, on and on and on, and then, you know, the Alabama players are gonna, stomp him like an ant when he's down here, that's fine. I mean, that's all good bulletin board material. But, man, I can't recall a Vandy game looking forward to this much as this one on Saturday.
0031, Pavia probably listens to Pantera's Respect.
And very Walk. Loud.
The name of the song is Walk, I guess, but like Respect.
Oh,
Walk.
Yeah. But very, 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 very loud.
Thunderstruck by AC/DC.
By the way, I didn't know the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders came out to that.
Yeah.
And they showed on NBC the other night, like them all coming out to Thunderstruck. Not a bad TV moment.
No, yeah. No. I can understand why you would like that. 9777, Party in the USA by Miley Cyrus, Ultimate American Banger.
Look, it's definitely not a Nashville party, right?
Yep. Andrew says, Easy by the Commodores. Michael and Madison, X Gonna Give It to You by DMX. That's a good one. Adam in Portland, I just feel like he listens to Mother Lover from the Lonely Island Boys. No other song makes sense. I don't think I know that one.
Is that Andy Samberg?
Maybe.
I don't know the song, but I know the group.
I'm not going to read that one. Barbie Girl. Somebody said Barbie Girl. This week, Sweet Home Alabama, probably.
Oh, yes.
Don't you think that and what's the Alabama song they always play?
Dixieland Delight.
Like, they've probably played that a bunch.
Oh, yeah. That's a Tennessee song, too, brother.
It is. On a Tennessee Saturday night.
On a Tennessee Saturday night, yeah.
The intro for Cheers.
Everybody Knows Your Name. Yep. Oh, that's a good one. I'll take that.
Wes and Herman has said, $15 million payroll difference. That's all I'm saying. And in case y'all missed my T-shirt idea 2 weeks ago, will Vandy beat Bama? Obviously, anchor down.
Oh, I love the creativity,
Wes,
man.
That might be your best text.
Oh,
that
yeah.
was pretty good. 3337 also asks, I'm sure y'all have covered this, but if Vandy beats Alabama, does it make them a legit national championship contender? I'd say so. They're a top 10 team.
Yeah, I mean, you're 6-0 and you knocked off another.
You'd be the first SEC team that's bowl eligible.
Yep.
You're undefeated. You should have a top 10 ranking.
But you got a daunting schedule.
Sure.
Wait, you got LSU, Texas, Tennessee, Auburn, and I'm leaving somebody else out, I think. They'll beat Kentucky.
Missouri?
I don't know if they play Missouri or not. Maybe they do. I don't know. Maybe they do. Maybe they don't have to check Missouri schedule.
Hang on. I can help you there. At Alabama, LSU, Missouri here, at Texas, Auburn, Kentucky, and at Tennessee.
Pretty steep. Mike Organ's going to join us at 2 o'clock, and Mike's already here. Hey, has Vanderbilt ever had a Heisman Trophy candidate? Like, made the top 10?
No. They launched a campaign.
Okay. 1988, Vanderbilt launched a campaign for Eric Jones.
Yeah.
To do the Heisman.
But they've never had a finalist.
They've never had since Jay Berwanger won it in 35 or 36.
I mean, there's a couple of things that it's crazy to think about that could happen this year that Vanderbilt has never done. Have a Heisman finalist and play in Atlanta.
Ooh.
Because, I mean, if the, you know, I mean, they, that's, that game against Tennessee could be, depending on how things go for Tennessee, but that could be for a spot to go to Atlanta.
Yeah. I mean, it's all working, but it's great. We're in October talking about this instead of like, oh, God,
sure.
They're
1-5.
There's a lot
that's got, and look, there's a lot that's got to happen. They got to take care of.
I thought you were going to break into it right there.
They got to take care of a lot of business.
You know? We got a lot going on.
They got a big schedule. Alabama, that's a good team.
Oh, it's the drunk
I feel
version.
Like it's, I feel like it's getting better.
Oh, my
I
God.
I won in Alabama.
Alabama, they're a good team. They got Nick Saban, he was a good guy. I don't know about this new guy, but we'll see.
Maybe you win. Maybe it doesn't. We'll find out on Sunday.
Oh, Kenny the mailman has called in. Kenny, what you got?
Sometimes I just don't know how to respond when Joe goes on his tangent. Did you?
We
just
don't. I don't either.
Name, did you just mention the name Jay Berwanger?
Yes, sir. Yep.
Okay. In connection to what?
He's the first Heisman Trophy winner from the University of Chicago in the mid '30s.
Okay. Did you know his son actually played basketball at Vanderbilt?
No.
Pat Berwanger. I was a kid, and he was 7 feet tall. All these accolades at high school, and he picked Vanderbilt. And I went, well, why is he coming here instead of UCLA or anything? He only had one eye and no depth perception. So everybody on his left got easy layups. But he actually
I got to look this up.
Yeah, I didn't even know you knew that.
No.
Well, yeah, evidently you did. Yeah, that was hilarious. Be sure and double check that. That's a true story. Well, first of all, you know, Kenny the Bellman says it, so I'm not going to get on.
Well, Mike Organ's here and shaking his head, correct, so.
Yeah.
If anyway, hey, look, if Mike Organ says it, so, it's just like Kenny the Mailman.
This is a college question. Two or three times in the past, the name Trent Dilfer has been mentioned, and you gnash your teeth and say, I hate that guy. But you never elaborate. I would love to hear the story behind that, and I'm looking forward to listening to y'all's show from 12 to noon from now on.
Thank you. you've told it. I mean, do you want to?
Which one is it?
Dilfer.
All right, so when Dilfer was at – he came here when he coached at Lipscomb Academy. He came in and said all the right things the first day, and then it became, I'm going to bring all these people in from around the country – to come here and just play football. He treated it like a Division II football program. Lied to parents. Like, all right, we got a tight end. I'm not going to bring a tight end. We're bringing
a tight end.
We're bringing three other tight ends. And then just the outright, we love high school football. So we'd go cover it and call it. Hey, I could call any coach. Hey, we're coming out to Lebanon. See Chuck Gentry. Hey, come on out. We'd love to have you out. Gilfer's like, no, you got to go through the PR company, and then I'll see if I got a time to meet you. And it just became worse and worse and worse with him. He became an absolute jerk in dealing with the media and then dealing with the parents. I talked to some parents whose kids went there. They transferred because he lied to them, allegedly, and they got out of there and went other places. And now, I mean, I don't know anybody who said one good word about Trent Dilfer Lipscomb. Not one good word. And to see how he treated us in the media, which is fine. But it's high school football. We're out there to spread the word about you with good news and good players and how are things going. It's all good because high school football. And the way he did all that was just wrong. And he left a bad taste all around town. And a lot of people didn't like that. I'm being one of those. Just the way he treated staff, the way he treated players, on and on and on. And then so I couldn't stand it.
I'm just glad you don't hold a grudge.
You know how much I love high school football. And I know. The way he approached that was good. A sweet lady said, go Pack, go. She's a big Nevada Wolfpack fan.
Oh, is that what we're going with?
Thank you, yes. So that's it. It's nothing. This is just me and my battle with Dilfer. That's it.
Okay. Well, we appreciate you clearing that up. Jack wants to answer our question of the day. Jack, what you got?
Yeah, for the Vanderbilt music, it's easy. Pick from a list of ACDAC for AC/DC for you civilians. You need Back in Black, or You Shook Me All Night Long, or Listen to the Money.
Love it, Jack. That's good. Look at you, man.
Thank you, Jack. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Jack. By the way, yeah, Jay Berwanger's son played basketball at Vanderbilt 78, 79, and 80. Hey, Mike, your little paper you work for, you might want to do a story about this. Heisman tie-in. Pavia Jay Berwanger, who won the first Heisman Trophy, and his son played basketball at Vandy. What a world, man. We're all connected.
We love the Tennessean. We have Mike Organ. He's fantastic. No fake news with him.
Oh, man.
Now you've started. Like, I just can't.
Everything
it just happens
that
now.
Way, right?
It just happens now.
Is he going to win? Probably not. Let's wait and see.
Probably not.
Oh, man.
615. We're all over the place today. 615-737-1025. More coming from the Omni here on 102.5 The Game. Jason Big Joe, 102.5 The Game here on this Thursday. There's some AC/DC, a little Back in Black for you. Great album. One of the best of all time.
I think you had one of the best lines I've heard in a long time when somebody asked about who's the quarterback next year.
We'll worry about that next year.
That is so well put, because right now, 26, nobody cares.
There are times people will ask me, like, hey, what are we going to do about – and I cut them off and go, that is a tomorrow problem.
All right.
That is not a today problem. That is a tomorrow problem.
Yeah, we're not worried about the backup.
We will get to that when we get to that.
100%.
We have three Padres fans from San Diego that are here.
Woo!
They came and said hello to us as the Padres and the Cubbies a little later on this afternoon as the wild card series continues. You got Detroit, Cleveland at 2 o'clock, Padres and Cubs at 4, and then the Yankees and Red Sox tonight. You can hear that one on 94.9 The Fan.
Good. Let's go Padres.
At 7 o'clock.
Let's beat. I'm with you guys. Cubs fans, get out of here. We don't want you around. Padres.
No. Yeah, we want all fans here. Don't run people off.
All right, well, they came up first. We got some Green Bay Packer fans in the back here.
Packer
go, Pack, go, right? Get it. Woo!
There you go.
All right.
We got a lively crowd here today.
Crazy in here today.
Mike Organ's going to have to tell jokes or something here a little bit. Warm the crowd up.
Yeah, right during the commercial break. So we love them all.
If you want to see his jokes, just read his column. That's all you got to do. He's a good man. He does a good job.
Oh my goodness. Oh, this is so much fun.
It's just like, here's the thing. We started the show with Nashville SC, and again, congrats to them on the U.S. Open Cup, winning that. BJ Callahan, is that confirmed, Dr. Crane?
Yes, I believe 12:15 is what I was told.
12:15 tomorrow.
Oh, we got him live now.
Are we referring to him as the good Callahan?
How about the Callahan that knows how to win?
Yeah, BJ Callahan will join us tomorrow at 12:15, so we'll look forward to talking to him. And then it's like you celebrate, ready, break, and then continue the MLS season. So
on the road to Montreal.
Yeah, so we will talk to him. But, like, that's exciting. What Vanderbilt's doing is exciting. You know, I think there's cautious optimism with the Preds.
As a fan, not an expert, I'm the fan voice on the show. I'm excited that the season starts. I'm just excited the season starts.
I'm ready to get it going too, because I want to – this is – I don't know how to put this right.
Say it from your heart.
I'm not as – I want them to win. Don't ticket that I don't want them to win. I want them to win. I want to see what the process now looks like. Because Barry Trotz has been talking about this process for the last 2 years or so, you know, since he took over.
Okay.
They have refilled the cupboard when it comes to prospects. Now we're starting to see some of these prospects that are going to be, you know, here, or they're in camp. You know, some are going to make the team. Some, I want to see now, all right, show me the growth.
Yeah, okay, I can see
that. I want them to win, but I want to see the future. Show me the development there. So that's what I'm excited about. I love bounce back, so I'm excited to watch UC Saros and Roman Josi and see what they do.
Well, I think for me as a fan, I know all that's important to you and Willie and Adam and all that process. To me, I just want to see it on the ice.
Yeah.
I don't know 100%. The ins and outs. I can't tell you the fourth line from the third line from the thin red line. I don't know. I just know that the games are fun. Go, enjoy, they're great, and win. And that's it. That's what I'm see done. But I'm with you. Like, Saros, can he – not – you earn. That's the thing today. Do you earn the contract or live up to the contract? Now – he's earned it. Now you have to live up to the contract. If he can get it done, if he's not a problem this year, playoff bound.
Yeah.
They're playoff. Is that, I mean, you got an award-winning, top-notch goalie. I think you're playoff bound.
Oh, I think so. Matthew in Nashville says it's time for the process to start paying off. But I'm with Joe. Actually, Chase said this, cautiously optimistic.
Don't you take
I'm going to make sure people know, the hi, I'm Chase.
Don't you take credit for things?
No,
that,
you say hi. I'm Joe.
Hi, I'm Joe.
Yeah, there you go.
But don't you take credit for things that you said that I'm getting credit for?
Yeah, no.
How dare you?
Yeah, well, that is America.
I was going to add something to that, but I was like, I don't want to get fired.
Yeah,
America, Blake. Yeah.
let's Woo! Not do that. Coming up next, I don't even know how to properly tease a Titans discussion.
Well, hold on. Did you hear Charles Robinson with Robbie and Rextro today?
Yeah, that's a good
segment. They almost got into a fight.
They did.
About what Cam Ward said and what does it really mean. And Charles Robinson from Yahoo Sports said something about what Cam Ward said, what I thought was the best thing said so far. And I'll tell you what it is.
All right, we'll discuss that. Coming up next in hour number two, we'll also – talk to some high school football coaches as well. We're live at Bar Lines at the Omni Nashville Hotel. And be sure to join this Sunday, Twin Peaks in Madison, home of the 29-degree beer. 102.5 The Game will be there for the pregame show as the Titans take on the I can't do it.
It's a great place. Come to Madison.
Come to Twin Peaks. The pregame show. Big Joe's going to be there. He's great. He does a good job.
Oh, my God.
It's brought to you by Parman Tractor. We love Parman Tractor and Equipment and Tennessee Brew Works. Check it out. 102.5 The Game.